I think last time they played somebody at home, they beat a really good Denver team and beat them handily. So, defensively, they're young, but they've got talent, and they made a lot of big plays in that game. And we expect the same kind of game this weekend where they come ready to play. And like I said, they have the ability to make some big plays.
Is that a loud stadium?
Yeah, definitely. It can be one of the louder stadiums in the NFL, no doubt about it. So we got to be ready to play. I mean, there's no question.
Kerry, is there a concern that you guys may look past these guys at all?
I don't think we're looking past them. I don't think anybody else in here is. I mean, we understand the importance of every game. And we've got to be able to focus in on this one. And I think we are focused on it. We're coming back. We're having a good week of practice. And we'll get ready to play.
How was the deer hunting, and how did that keep you sharp this fall line?
It was good. Not a whole lot of big buck movement, but it was good to be up in a tree. I mean, that's what the bye week for, is to get away a little bit. And I think everybody did what they needed to do and came back ready to go.
So does the time off give you time to recharge and you're ready to come back, ready to reload?
Yeah, I mean, at this point for me, my advanced years, any time off is welcome. And I feel like, I got my legs back a little bit and be helpful for me, in the long stretch of the season.
So as an older guy, you're going to be trying to teach the young guys on the other side a thing or two.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what we're going to try and focus on is just trying to get a win. That's all I'm going to say.
With the Chiefs not playing last week either, could they try new wrinkles, work on something in this extra week to try to surprise you?
I mean, it very well could, I mean, like I said, we just have to prepare for everything that we've seen them do and adjust to anything that we see that comes up new on Sunday. I think we all understand the importance of every game. And we're going on the road in a tough environment, so we just got to get ready to play.
Kerry, we're never about Kerry. How long does it take to get Tom and back and get back in the flow? And is there something you work at after a couple of series down on the practice field?
Yeah. I mean, I think... by the end of the week, I mean, I think it'll be, just like it is every other week, I mean, you put things in on Wednesday, you put things in on Thursday. I mean, there's always a couple of hiccups during practice, but for the most part, I think our timing's been good. I mean, we had a good day yesterday that kind of got us back into the flow, and I expect the rest of the week to be pretty good.
Kerry, coach, he'll always kind of downplay the 5-0, the only unbeaten. But you're pretty candid. I mean, how special is that for you guys to be the last of the unbeaten?
I mean, it's great. It's great. It means we've gotten off to a good start. But like I always, like I also say, I mean, it doesn't mean anything this week. I mean, you've got to be able to focus each week. You've got to be able to come back. It doesn't matter. I mean, the most important thing is what we're going to do this week. We're not taking this team lightly. I think everybody understands that. We got to have a good week of practice. We got to be ready to play when we go out there, and we'll see what happens. But anything beyond that is foolish to think about.
Is that Josh Brown's game just a great example of what can happen in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, everybody makes a big deal out of the records, but I mean, this is the NFL. I mean, it's extremely competitive. It's so hard to win a game in this league. I mean, week in, week out. I mean. You look at games, and it comes down to one play, two plays, three plays every week, it's hard. And certainly, Kansas City hasn't had the best record so far, but to think that it's just going to be a cakewalk for us is crazy. I mean, we got to be ready to play. There's no doubt about it.